At Hoover High School on the northwest side of Des Moines, the student body is made up of kids who speak 40 languages. This means teachers who specialize in English language learners carry an especially heavy burden. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard brings us another in his series on Hoover High.
It's spelling lesson time in the second year English language learners class at Hoover High, taught by Ann Minks.
Tap. Okay, if you are in music class, sometimes the teacher has you tap, tap. Okay, I'm gonna pound it out. Tap, tap, tap.
This is one of six sections of ELL Minks is teaching this year. The school has identified more than 350 students out of a student body of nearly 1,100 as English language learners. Minks first became interested in different cultures while growing up in Columbus Junction, a town with a large immigrant population. In her 11 years teaching ELL, she has found each class unique.
I think that the biggest thing is just being flexible and, you know, really building relationships with the students once you know them, you know what is going to work for that particular group of students.
There are around 7,000 English language learners in the Des Moines Public Schools, a bit more than 20% of the total student population. In some smaller districts, such as Denison, more than half the students are in ELL classes. The state pays around $1,500 above the regular per-student funding rate for ELL students, which is not enough, says Janice Ochoa, a 29-year veteran ELL instructor.
There's not really enough resources out there for what we would call our newcomers, especially at the high school level. Finding materials that are appropriate to age level as well as language levels is extremely difficult.
There are five teachers who specialize in ELL at Hoover. The school's first-year principal, Sherry Poole, says they're stretched.
We never have enough ELL instructors or interpreters or people to bridge, you know, contact and communication between home and school.
As a result, Poole says, Hoover leans on community volunteers. A member of the nearby Meredith Drive Reformed Church, Carolyn Wassenauer, is one of them. She is impressed with the challenges ELL teachers face.
There were new students in the last 2 weeks of school. And that's just kind of amazing that you're trying to integrate new students in those last weeks of school.
There are three levels of English language learners at Hoover: emerging, mostly newcomers to the program; progressing, which most ELL students at Hoover are considered; and proficient, which means a student can independently speak, read, write, and listen in English. Senior Day Say has reached that level. She was 5 years old when her family left a refugee camp in Thailand and arrived in Des Moines. At home, they speak Karen. She says she struggled with English at first.
It was pretty hard for me because at the same time I was learning also my native language because I was young, so I don't really fully know the whole way to speak the Karen.
Senior Francis Jim Malari is another former ELL student now deemed proficient in English. His family speaks Tagalog, the predominant language of the Philippines. He found the nuances of English confusing.
I mostly didn't know a lot of words, complex words, and sometimes I didn't know what most slang words what people use around here in these parts and how they pronunciate these words, because mostly I had to learn basic English first.
Hoover ELL teacher Caitlin Pritchard says there are additional pressures on most students who are learning English.
Some of them have to be the caretaker for family. They have to be the provider money-wise. They have to be the translator for them. They have to be the transportation for them.
Which is why, she says, watching them walk across the stage at graduation is so satisfying.
That's just second to none, right?
At Hoover High School in Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.